Title: Pitch Jungle Amen Variation for VHS Rave Color in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. All right, let's build that classic Jungle Amen as a performance vibe inside Ableton Live 12 with pitch movement and a little VHS rave color. The goal is simple. You're going to take one Amen break and make it feel like it's being played, pushed, and abused in the best way, like a DJ riding the deck pitch in a sweaty warehouse, recorded to tape. By the end, you'll have a rolling 16-bar drum and bass or jungle section with a few variations, a gritty but controlled processing chain, and a clean workflow you can reuse forever. First, quick setup so everything stays organized. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. If you don't know what to pick, choose 170. It's a sweet spot for both jungle energy and modern rollers. Now make a few tracks. Create an audio track called Amen RAW. Create a MIDI track called Amen Sliced. Then create two return tracks, return A called Short Verb, and return B called Dub Delay. On return A, drop Ableton's reverb. Set a short decay, somewhere around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 20 milliseconds. Roll off some top end with a high cut around 7 to 10k. And make sure the return is 100% wet, because returns are for the effect only. On return B, drop echo. Set the time to either 1/8 dotted for that skippy jungle belts, or 1/4 for a bigger dubby throw. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter the low end so the delay doesn't muddy your kick and snare. Cut below about 200 to 400 Hz. Add just a touch of modulation, like 2 to 6%, so it's not sterile. And again, 100% wet on the return. Cool. Now we bring in the Amen. Drag your Amen break into Amen RAW. Click the clip so you're in clip view, and turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. Transient loop mode on forward, and set the envelope somewhere around 70 to 100, because we want to keep punch. Now, make the clip a clean one bar or two bars. Most Amen edits start with a two-bar phrase, but if your sample is already one bar, that's fine too. If the loop is drifting or weird, right-click and use warp from here straight. Now do the important listening step. Don't just stare at the grid. Listen to the snare. If it feels like it's flammy, late, or early, add a warp marker right on that snare transient and nudge it slightly. Teacher note: jungle groove is allowed to be imperfect. If you hard quantize every transient into a perfect grid, you'll get something that's technically correct, but emotionally dead. Fix the obvious problems. Keep the human grit. Next, we slice it. This is where the real jungle workflow begins. Right-click the warped Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transients, and choose the built-in slicing preset, Slice to Drum Rack. Now you've got Amen sliced with a drum rack full of slices, each one playable, each one tweakable. This is the big win. Pitch changes per slice are how you get authentic jungle edits without fighting audio all day. Now we're going to create pitch jungle variation. Two methods. One is per slice transposition, super authentic and controlled. The other is more like deck pitch riding, fast and vibey. Let's start with method A, per slice transposition. Open the drum rack. Pick about 6 to 10 slices to treat. If you're unsure, follow this beginner safe rule: safe to pitch, hats, rides, tiny ghost hits, little percussion ticks. Usually keep steady, main kick and the main snare body, conditional. Snare tails and airy slices are great pitched down. Snare crack slices can get weird fast if you push them too far. Click a pad, find the simpler inside it, and go to controls. Look for transp, the transpose amount. Now do a few intentional moves. For ghost hats, try pitching up plus 1 to plus 5 semitones. For short snare bits or tails, try minus 1 to minus 4 semitones. And for one spicy moment, choose one tiny slice and pitch it up plus 7 semitones. But only one. That's your jungle squeak, that signature little manic sparkle. The key word is intentional. Don't pitch everything like you're shaking dice. Jungle pitch has a pattern, like a language, so decide on one pitch language for this section. Here are three easy pitch languages you can pick. 1. Deck ride. The whole break nudges up in small steps over time, like 0 to plus 1 to plus 2 and back. 2. Call and response. Your main kick and snare stay stable, but the answers fills, ghost notes, hat runs get pitched. 3. Signature squeak. One recurring high-pitched slice appears every 2 or 4 bars so the listener learns it. Pick one. You can combine them later, but for now, choose one so it sounds like a style, not an accident. Now method B. Clip-level pitch automation for that rave tape feel. Duplicate your MIDI clip so you have variations. Name them Amen A, Amen B, maybe Amen C. Even if they're similar, Having separate clips makes arranging way faster to get deck-style pitch movement. You can automate pitch on an audio clip, but an easy modern workflow is using Ableton's shifter. Add shifter after the drum rack, or even better, later on a bus so it affects everything together. Set shifter to pitch mode, mix 100% wet. Now automate coarse pitch in small steps across your arrangement. Bars 1 to 4, 0 semitones. Bars 5 to 8, plus 1 semitone. Bars 9 to 12, back to 0. Bar 15, plus 2 semitones for lift. And bar 16, dip to minus 2 or minus 3 for that slam back into the drop. That stepping is the feeling. It's subtle, but it tells your brain this is being performed, not just looped. Quick warning before we add effects. Pitching drums can fight your bass key. If you've got a bass line playing, keep extreme pitch moves on very short slices like hats and ghosts, and save bigger moves for fills and gaps, like end of phrase moments. Now let's do the VHS rave color. This is the glue and the grime. We're going to process bus style. Select Amen RAW and Amen sliced and group them. Command or Control G. Name the group MN bus. On the Amen bus, add this chain in order. First, EQ8. High pass at around 30 to 45 HC, 24 dB slope, just to remove rumble. Dip a little boxiness around 250 to 400 HC, like minus 2 to minus 4 dB. And if you need air, a small high shelf around 8 to 10K, plus 1 to 3 dB. Keep that gentle. Second, saturator. Choose soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then match the output so you're not confusing louder with better. Level matching is the grown-up move. Third, roar. This is Live 12 Color Monster. Dart gentle. Pick a warm drive type preset. Keep the mix around 10 to 30%. If it gets harsh, lower tone or brightness and keep the low end controlled. Fourth, redux. For that digital, cheap sampler. Tapish grain. Be subtle. Bit reduction at 0 to 2. Sample rate around 10 to 18 kHz for a crunchy top. Dry slash wet around 5 to 15%. Fifth, chorus ensemble for the VHS wobble. Mode on chorus. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 hz. Amount 10 to 25%. Dry slash wet 8 to 18%. And listen carefully. Too much and your drums go seasick. We want wobble, not meltdown. Sixth, utility. Keep your low end centered. If you have bass mono, use it. If not, keep width sensible, like 85 to 110%. Don't make wide lows. And adjust gain for headroom. Now a quick teacher's shortcut that saves you from drawing automation everywhere. You can put these effects in an audio effect rack and map a few key parameters to one macro knob. For example, make macro 1 called tape push. Map it to shifter course from 0 to plus 2 semitones. Map it to a tiny saturator drive bump. And maybe map it to a slight high cut shift on EQ. Now you've got one knob that feels like TJ pushing the deck, and it keeps your session clean. Next, sends. This is where it starts sounding arranged, not looped. Send a bit of snare slices to return A, the short reverb. Keep kicks mostly dry so you don't lose punch. Then for dub energy, do occasional throws into return B, the echo, not constant. Think punctuation. Now let's arrange the roll. We'll do a clean 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4, Amen A. Cleaner, less pitch movement. Bars 5 to 8, still Amen A, but introduce that shifter plus 1 semitone deck push, and add a tiny delay send on a couple hits. Bars 9 to 12, switch to Amen B. This is where you bring in your per-slice pitch differences. Maybe that one wild plus 7 semitone squeak slice once every 2 or 4 bars. Bars 13 to 16, build into a turnaround. Automate redux dry slash wet from about 5% up to about 15% as you approach bar 16. Do a 1 slash 4 echo send on the last snare. Then on bar 16, do a quick pitch dip. Shifter down to minus 2 semitones and cut to silence for a tiny moment, like an eighth note, right before the drop. That little breath of silence is ridiculously effective. Classic jungle fill if you want extra spice. In bar 16, grab a tiny snare or ride slice and repeat it as 16th notes for half a bar. Then pitch it up like a ladder. First hit 0, then plus 1, then plus 2, then plus 3 semitones. And here's the detail that makes it musical. As the pitch rises, lower the velocity slightly, so it feels like it's lifting, not just getting louder. Optional extra flavor. Reverse-only accents. Pick one airy slice in the drum rack. Go into simpler playback controls. Set it to reverse. Place it right before a snare, like an inhale. Pitch it down minus 2 to minus 5 semitones for darker suction. That's a very old-school but timeless trick. Now tighten it like modern rolling DNB, without killing the vibe. On the Amen bus, add glue compressor near the end of the chain. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2:1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you notice you lost snap, don't panic and crank EQ. Usually the fix is simpler: back off saturation drive a bit, or reduce heavy modulation. Transients hate excessive wobble. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes so you can avoid the typical beginner traps. 1. Pitching everything randomly. Jungle pitch works because it repeats in patterns. A move every 4 bars is already enough. 2. Overwarping. Too many warp markers will sterilize the groove. 3. Too much chorus. It smears your drums. 4. Crushing redux. A little grit equals VHS. Too much equals broken cymbals. 5. Wide low end. Keep your fundamentals center. Now a quick mini exercise you can do in 10 minutes. Make 3 2-bar MIDI clips. Amen A, Amen B, Amen C. Amen A is stable, minimal pitch. Amen B is call and response. Pitch up 3 hat or ghost slices by plus 2 semitones. Amen C, pitch down 1 snare tail by minus 3, and add 1 single plus 7 semitone hype slice. Then automate your deck ride on the bus. Bars 1 to 4, 0. Bars 5 to 8, plus 1. Bars 9 to 12, 0. Bars 13 to 16, plus 2. Then last beat minus 2. Bounce a 16 bar render. Then listen back and ask, does it feel like it's moving forward? Like the loop is telling a story, not just repeating. Final recap so you remember the workflow. Slice the amen to a drum rack so you can control hits individually. Use small, intentional pitch moves, usually within plus or minus 1 to 5 semitones, and save the plus 7 moment as a signature. Build VHS rave color with stock devices on a bus, EQ, saturator and roar, a touch of redux, subtle chorus ensemble, then utility. Arrange in 16 bars with a change every 4 to 8 bars, plus 1 turnaround moment.